Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Right Stream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @RightStream and hashtag #RightStream. Thanks for listening to the Right Stream Radio Network.
Lisa Tarvish, you're listening to Just Believe Radio on the Right Stream Network. I am looking forward to another fun show. We're going to start having a new format now where I'm only going to be having one guest per week instead of balancing two. It'll make the show a little shorter most of the time, but I think it will be we'll be able to keep things a little more concise and a little bit more focused on whatever the topic of the day happens to be. Plus, it's going to make it easier for me to deal with that button pushing problem that I have. So that was actually going to start next week, but my second guest for today actually was not able to join us. She had a scheduling conflict, so we're just starting it a week early. And today we're going to focus on psychic readings, and Debbie Hamilton is supposed to be with us. We may have a issue with her timing with her just because she is on the West Coast, I believe, and sometimes we get the times, they don't coordinate real well with the West Coast versus East Coast versus, all the time zones. So, time zone's a fun thing to deal with, but since we're on the East Coast, it's 1 o'clock, and this is, again, Just Believe Radio on the Right Stream Network. I am Lisa Tarvis. I'm a metaphysician, board-certified holistic health practitioner, intuitive, author of the book Just Believe, and, of course, now a radio show host on Just Believe Radio on the Right Stream Network. Our show airs every Sunday at 1 o'clock Eastern. And we're covering lots of different topics every week. This week, we're going to be doing some psychic readings. Hopefully, we'll get Debbie on the air. If not, you all can call in, and I'll do it. I can do readings, but I'd love to be able to have someone else that maybe you're not all as used to as me. Anyway, the show airs on Sundays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and our guests are experts in the fields of spirituality, holistic health, metaphysics, the paranormal. We have lots of different subjects that we try to cover. I like to do as many psychic reading shows as possible because I really kind of feel like people are really into that. They really enjoy having a psychic reading done. So, I do try to focus a lot of the shows on that. When we do them like this, by the way, when we're giving a reading on the air, there's no issue with doing readings on the air, versus readings in person or readings on the phone or whatever. We do try to keep them short. And because, we're trying to get to a bunch of callers, but the other thing is, some things are very personal, and we don't want to get too deep into things on the air that are really personal. So when that kind of situation, if you have something personal that you want to talk about, that's when you want to call either one of my guests or myself for reading. For me, I just redesigned my website. I'm so proud of myself because it's always such a pain in the butt to do. When you do a total redesign, and I definitely had the fine folks at GoDaddy.com on the phone a few times during my effort here to get it redesigned. I didn't do a huge, it was kind of a huge redesign in some ways. I wanted to make it look cleaner. The logos are still the same. It's still the pink, black, and white. You know, it's all that kind of stuff. But the I just wanted to make it a little less cluttered. And so everybody check that out at lisatarves.com, LISATARVES.com, and let me know what you think. I'm even starting to blog, and I've only posted one so far, and I know that's fairly pathetic, but I am going to get to that. I'm going to try and make it like, I was going to try and make it a daily thing, and I may still try and make it a daily thing, but if I can't get it to be if I don't do it every day, I'm going to definitely try and get to it every couple of days, so that we have, so, you know, I'm just going to post thoughts, just stuff going on, stuff that comes to mind. If you follow me on Twitter, at Lisa Tarvis, or you follow me on Facebook, you know, or LinkedIn or whatever, you see I put a lot of quotes out there. I put a lot of articles that come across my desk and in my email, and videos and things like that that I find interesting. And a lot of times one of those quotes or one of those articles will just start me thinking. You know, it'll just start me thinking. It'll start me starting to, like, to get on some kind of track with, you know, mind track with something. And that's the kind of stuff that, the stuff I'm thinking about, I want to start putting in the blog. So I'm really looking forward to blogging. And everyone, feel free to comment. I have it set up so anybody who wants to comment on any of my posts, of course, don't only say nice things, because you have no idea how much I'll cry if you say mean things. It just really hurts my feelings. But, you know, whatever. But I prefer nice things. But definitely check out my new webpage at lisatarvis.com, and follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/lisatarvis, and on Twitter it's at lisatarvis. And if you go to my website, you'll find links to all of these pages: LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Google. I don't know. I don't think I have Google Plus on there. I don't know what I even have on there. I think it's just the three. I think I kept it simple too, and just put Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn up there. But there will be links. There's a link to my book under the book. There's a what the publishing company wrote, kind of what my book was about, and then a you know, there are links to where you can order it. If you follow me on Twitter, if you follow me on Facebook, I'm sending links out to my website pretty often. So, you know, you'll be able to catch all that and, you know, and hopefully, order my book. Hello, order my book, everyone. You know, I've got to sell books. Got to make some money. Got to make the money. That's what I always tell my kids. When they were little, they don't really care anymore. Actually, they just take my money now. They don't really care where it comes from. I think they think it comes from God or something. So I have a caller on the line, and I'm hoping that it's the wonderful Debbie Hamilton, but it could be one of our fine listeners too. So let's find out. Hold on. 618 area code. Debbie?
Hi.
Hi. Hello. Who's this?
This is Venera.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Did you have a question for me today?
I did. I actually wanted a reading, a mini one, if possible.
Okay. All right. The person that I had coming on the show to do the readings today hasn't called in yet. I think we have a east-west coast time issue, but that's all right because I can do it for you. So
Could I ask you then just a general spiritual question? I can do the reading too. But I'm wondering about the intuition because I'm feeling that I went through a rigorous academic training for a couple of years, and it was very stressful politically and every other way. And my well-being was shaken a lot, and with it, my intuition. And I have a real hard time trusting what it is that is intuitive and what is real and what is not. And you know, I'm wondering, how do you deal with that? Because just lately I thought this guy really liked me, and I went totally out of my way to have him energetically influence me, including not even thinking about moving because I really liked him and I thought it was real. And then it turned out that he told me that he's leaving, and I just kind of feel like he never really was on the same page as I was. And it was very shocking, because now when do I trust myself? I just...
That's such a great question, and a lot of people ask that. A lot of people ask that question because, you know what, even I, you know, being intuitive from the time I was born, pretty much, I mean, I was born talking to angels, seeing angels, having incredible spiritual experiences from my earliest memories. And every once in a while, I stop trusting myself too. And I think the answer to this is, honestly, I feel like what happens is when we're really close to a situation, you know, we're all intuitive. Everybody has intuition. Everybody has that gut reaction. We all have that inside of us. And that gut feeling, you know, what's right, what's wrong, what feels good, what doesn't. But I feel like when it's something that's really close to us, something we truly have an emotional attachment to, like a relationship working or not working, I kind of feel like sometimes we can be wrong, because it's something that we wanted so much that we didn't necessarily leave ourselves completely unbiased to the outcome, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then once we're mistaken, once we make that mistake, and we thought we were right and we were, you know, led wrong, we start to not trust ourselves in lots of different areas. I think that that's probably what you're going through. Now, what I'm getting, and I mean, I hope that answers that part of the question, because, you know, it really
is
a lot.
Yeah, but I just wanted to add a little bit to that. Like, I felt it was so real. I mean, the connection, I thought, oh, my God. I really, really thought there was something going on in there. I mean, I didn't date him or anything, but it just felt like we were connecting in a way that I guess women like to be connected.
My feeling is that there's still some sort of connection there, and I think that he felt it too. I don't think that there's, for me, what I pick up, and if Debbie calls him, maybe I have another person on the line, so it could be her, but I can't find her phone number, so, you know, that's why I'm playing this so dumb today. Anyway, what I'm getting is that there was more of, there was something else involved with his part of it, his piece of it. Like there was a piece of it where it wasn't that he didn't feel a connection, but maybe he wasn't ready to feel a connection as deep as he was feeling. A lot of times people get scared, and this is, you know, not to be sexist here, but men have a tendency to do that a little more than women. We're always looking for the happy ending.
But he's married.
So maybe
you know, I wasn't sure. Like, yeah, it's just so weird. I can't believe I allowed myself. I am so strong when it comes to these things. You don't understand. And I just got carried away emotionally. I mean, I never dated him again.
You know what? Here's the deal. I don't see very many, and this is the honest to God's truth, and years of doing spiritual counseling, intuitive counseling, all these things, I can tell most people that men normally don't leave their wives. They
may not. I would never even want him to. But it's just so weird that I got so hooked on this, you know.
Well, there was something about him. There was an attraction. There was something there. But you know, you have to realize in any situation like that, they're gonna run. They're gonna bolt. They just are. I mean, eventually. Once the newness wears off, once the excitement wears off, once they think that their spouse might be onto it, I'm not saying there are some situations when they leave and, you know, and that's that, but for the most part, it just doesn't work like that. People are so, when they're married, you know, not only do they have the emotional involvement with the situation that they have with their spouse, but then they have the children. and they have the attachment to that financially, oh my God, there's so many financial issues. Then you have, I mean, there are so many things, and all somebody has to do, I mean, he could have totally been head over heels in love with you, but once he started thinking about the fact that it couldn't go anywhere, and if it did go anywhere, the changes he would have had to make to his life, he wasn't willing to do
You know, that was so bad. And, you know, this is not the first time. I'm telling you, I never even went out with coffee with this guy because I'm just saying, like, I was away for a while, and it was so, the energy is just kind of, I got so hooked energetically. I was thinking about this guy all the time, and I thought that, and then I found out he was married. Oh, my God, how could this have happened? And, oh, my God, it's just
yeah, I think
now I never know. Now every time I have that connection that I think is so right and it's the real one,
right.
I always say, oh, no, it's probably I'm not right. Forget it. Unless he comes out to me and tells me something, I just don't trust myself anymore, you know?
Well, I think that'll go away a little bit. I think that you're not trusting yourself right now because you got hurt, because you got burned, you know. I mean, especially if he didn't.
Yeah,
if he wasn't,
I got burned. Even though we didn't date, you can get burned without even having a physical relationship so badly.
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
I was emotionally so hurt. I was crying myself to sleep, and I was surprised at myself. I was like, Jesus, what is happening to me? This is so weird.
Yeah. I really do, but you have to get back to trusting yourself again. You have to, you know, something that might benefit you is getting your chakras balanced. I don't know if you have anybody in your area. You don't, it can be, like I do chakra balances, you know, without you being in the room. You don't actually need to be even in the same country as me. Energy doesn't matter for healing. So, you know, balancing your chakras.
So I did get a picture taken of my energy, like, and it seems to be, in the pictures, I don't know if this is any help or any indication of anything, but they told me that my aura is now aquamarine. It's very little red, so I'm totally in my head. Like, it's very, very green and blue. Very green and blue, so therefore is aquamarine.
So what you need to do is you need to get those chakras balanced. You need to get them cleared out. You need to, so that everything is, all your chakras are clear and working, and all that residue from being hurt and all that is taken away out of your energy system, so that you can feel good again. And you know what? Once that happens, once you get those cleared, and I mean, I have people that are amazed what a chakra balancing does. They think, okay, is this really going to do anything? Unless they've done it before, and then they know what it does. It is a complete, like, detox of your entire body. It's like, it really makes a big difference. So if you want to get something like that done, go to my website, no matter where you live. You don't have to be here. And book an appointment, because I can definitely do that. I can definitely do that. So you get your pieces, and then you'll start trusting yourself again. You know, and that's important.
You don't want to be
second guessing yourself on everything just because you made, you know, one error.
No, I'm not. And not just with him. Like, it's just in general. Like I told you, it comes from that 5 year of such strenuous experience. Like, and where I am right now in my work is very, very political, and I just can't. I don't feel that supported, and I don't know who is my ally, who is not. You know, like, it's very political. People have deep roots because they're connected with very, very influential advisors. And then when someone influences, this guy, his name is Mike. He seems nice. I went to Michigan, and he wanted to meet me, and we met just, you know, for coffee. He seemed a little bit interested in me also romantically. But then I found out that he actually works with this woman that I work with at my school, and she is kind of competitive towards me because we're at the same place. She's totally competitive towards me. And so I was like, okay, so who do I trust now? Is he maybe trying to get information from me so he can help her? Or maybe it's not that big a deal. Maybe he truly just wanted to see who I am because he had heard some impressive things about me. No, but she's disappeared.
Your
so anyway,
the vibes you're sending off to other people are going to be messed up right now because your chakras aren't balanced either. I mean, remember, your chakras make your aura, and your aura, even if people can't see it, you know, even if they don't have the gift of being able to see an aura, they can certainly sense it. So if you're, you know, if they're, you're going to start feeling, people are going to start feeling like, you know, you don't trust them. You don't, and you know what? And sometimes that may be the smart thing to do, but in other situations, you know, maybe not. Maybe it's better. You know, you have to trust some people. You have to, at some point, you know, get back to that. So, yes. But definitely get your chakras cleansed. I mean, like I said, I can do that for you. Make an appointment. Go to my website, lisatarvis.com. Book an appointment, okay. And I will happily help you with that. And I guarantee you, after you have that done, you're going to start feeling a lot different. You're going to start trusting yourself. Your intuition is going to be right on again. Remember, take your head out of it. Take your brain out of it. Stop analyzing. Stop thinking so much. Take your heart out of it. Sure. You know, try not to base decisions made on your heart, but use that gut reaction deep inside you and follow that, and it'll never lead you wrong.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I have. So can I like wait online a little bit, because
sure.
I actually wanted like a specific question for a reading, like just like for future kind of things, like.
Sure. Just
I mean, when you're ready, you just let me know. So, okay,
absolutely.
I don't want to take up all your time.
Okay, I'll put you on hold. All right, and now we're going to go to 951 area code. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who's that?
This is Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. So I was really excited to see that your book is only like, what is it, $3 on Amazon right now?
I just put that out. This is Nicole Guillaume, by the way. She's a wonderful psychic who is a very good friend of mine. And it's funny. I went on Amazon today. You know, every once in a while you go check your rankings and stuff like that. And Amazon had my book for downloading for $3.03, which was the cheapest I've ever seen it.
That is awesome. And I've read your book too, so I can vouch for those people out there who, like, okay, if you are a Kindle junkie like I am, I have so many books on my Kindle, it is like ridiculous. But Lisa's book, Just Believe, is totally a fun and fast, easy read. And in that book, because Lisa, I gotta promote you because you're not really promoting yourself. I don't know that people know what's in your book, hun. So,
but like you, everybody says I'm horrible at promoting myself. I know I am.
You were speaking to that lady earlier as far as what is a chakra. Well, that's in your book. So for the lady that was, you know, speaking to you before I called in, chakras are those energy centers. They're also known as meridians that are lined up along your body or your energy body. But Lisa does such a great job of explaining what a chakra is, what an empath is, how to forgive others, how to protect yourself from energy vampires. And if you are an empath or if you are psychic in any way, shape, or form, which everyone is, then you have to know what these things are, and especially when it comes to energy vampires, you have got to know how to shield yourself from them. So I bought Lisa's book when it was not no $3. So, Lisa, can I get a price adjustment on that?
No. Yeah, I know. Well, I think I'm going to owe you for this plug too. So I'll just write a bigger check and send it to you.
But Lisa didn't tell me to call in or anything like that. I just happened to be tuning in. And I have read her book. I loved her book. And you can't go wrong for $3. If you want to know how to get in touch with your angels and spirit guides, if you're wanting to learn more about how to connect with others through energy and other, you know, psychic means, this is such a good book. And I love how Lisa wrote this book because, as soon as I read the book, I called her up. I called her up and I said, dang girl, this book is awesome. Like as soon as I got through the first chapter, I was like, if I hadn't known her, I would have called her up and been like, all right, let's meet up for coffee. Like I feel like you and I were just talking over margaritas because her style is just so friendly, and she talks to you, not at you, and it really is a great book. So for $3, go to Amazon, look her up, Just Believe or Lisa Tarvis. You can type in any of those things, and it'll take you right to her book. But, you know, again, for $3, you can't go wrong. You just can't go wrong. So I recommend your book to a lot of people. So I'm really excited to
sometimes, like, the biggest criticism that you get, you know, you always get criticisms about a book when you write it, because that's just the way the world works, you know. There are always people, most people, if they're going to take the time to type something, it's going to be negative. That just seems to be human nature. And, you know, some of the stuff that I've seen out there about my book, is some people say it just is a little too simple. It's just too easy to read. And I'm like, really? Can it really be too easy to read? I mean, I think no matter what level you're at with spirituality, I would think you would get something out of it. I mean, there's so many topics covered, and that's kind of what I wanted to do, and I wanted to make it an easy read. So, like, when I see a critic, I see somebody criticizing my book, a lot of times what I'll do is I will just say, you know, I'll leave a comment, and I'll say, you know, thank you for thinking that it was, you know, too fast of a read or too easy of a read, because that's exactly what I was going for. So even though they left me 3 stars, you know, most people have left 5 stars. I had one person leave a 1 star because he says, please, you know, angels, who believes in angels? Obviously,
oh,
the author is. Did you read that one? The author must be delusional or mentally ill or something. I'm like, oh, that's nice. You know. So you always have this. I'm like, why would somebody who doesn't believe in angels buy a book on angels? You know, just wondering.
Well, that person probably didn't even bother to read the book. He probably just saw, well, this is something I don't believe in, so I'm going to spread verbal vomit all over this Amazon page. Because that's what people do. Yeah. You know, people with no lives do that sometimes. But, you know, I think a lot can be said for simplicity. And I think the reason that so many people veer off of their spiritual course is because so many teachers take the simplicity out of spirituality. And the truth is that spirituality is simple. It's about going inside and discovering who you are, and it's really about learning how you can connect to the spiritual universe around you and how you can help others on their path as well. That's really all there is to it. And so you have so many teachers out there that confuse people when it comes to things like chakras and what it is to be an empath and, you know, angels and spirit guides and, you know, how to be happy and things like that. But that is why I liked your book, because it is simple. And I don't think there's any reason to make things more difficult than they need to be. So for the person who said that the book was too simple, well, you know, maybe that person is just into other things and he wanted to dive into things a little bit deeper.
Right,
but for
right.
people like me, I like things to be simple, because you know what? Life is hard enough. So, so if you want a fast, simple read and you want to, you know, learn this stuff in layman's terms, then check out Just Believe, because it really is a great book, Lisa. I think you did a great job with it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Nicole. I actually agree with, you know, like, you know, what you're saying with the way people, you know, take it and deal, you know, whatever. But I kind of feel like, you know, I don't feel like I did any I think I did a good thing. I have a master's degree in metaphysical science. All I remember is every textbook I read wanting to scream, reading every sentence over and over and over again. It's like you needed a PhD to be able to read for a bachelor's degree. You know, the books that they were handing. And I said, I swear, if I ever write a book, I'm not doing this. I'm not going to make it this difficult. I want it to be fun. I want it to be me. I want it to be my personality, you know, and I think that's certainly what I tried to do. And I certainly hope that it came across as that to, you know, to some degree. You know, I enjoy doing it. So.
Well, you did a great job. And I think your personality did come through, and your personality is so fun and bright anyway. And so for you to be able to transfer that on paper, I think is a big deal. And I think you did a great job. And, you know, when I was done reading it, I felt like you and I had just sat down for a cup of coffee, and I'd got to learn more about you. And, you know, I respected you even more after reading the book, because you did do such a great job on it. So Kudos to you. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Nicole. That's awesome of you. And I swear I did not pay her for this. But now I kind of feel like I should. So I'm not sure.
No,
that's all right. When we get together, I'll buy you a nice dinner.
Okay, you know that works.
when I fly out to see you one of these days.
Definitely. Well, gosh, now I need to call you at every show and tell you what a great job you're doing.
Yeah, please do. I'll owe you a house by the time this is done.
All right. Well, I need to get going, but I just wanted to tell your listeners, you can't go wrong with Just Believe by Lisa. So you have an excellent show, my dear.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks for calling in, Nicole. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, I definitely think I have to buy her something now. It's really kind of funny. But anyway, that was Nicole Guillaume of GuidingEchoes.com, by the way. Her website is amazing. She is an amazing psychic, by the way, for those of you interested in getting any kind of work done. She does tarot, which I do not do, although she's teaching me. I don't do tarot. She does tarot, and she does an amazing job with tarot, and she puts out a great newsletter. She's so on top of stuff. So like she said about me promoting myself, I do. I'm really bad at that. She is so good at it. You know, it's amazing every few days you get a newsletter, and then she does like she'll send you know if you subscribe she'll send you your own tarot reading every day. But she does excellent tarot readings that will blow your mind. So definitely visit her website, by the way. I'm Nicole Guillaume at GuidingEchoes.com and see everything she's got to offer because she's fantastic. And her website's really amazing, too. So, see, I'm plugging her back, so now I don't have to buy her a house, just dinner. Okay, thank God for that, right? Anyway, let me get to another caller calling from 561 area code. You're on the air. How can I help you?
Hey, Lisa. It's Daria.
Daria!
How are you?
All my peeps backing me up today. How about that?
Right.
How
Absolutely.
Are you?
I'm doing great. And I just wanted to call in because I just listened to Nicole's assessment of your book, and I couldn't agree with her more. It's an awesome book, and I think especially for people like me who are just kind of learning all this stuff and have an interest in it, it's such a great spiritual primer, and it's so relatable. And she's absolutely right, Lisa. You're so conversational. Like, the warmth of your personality just comes right out of the pages when you're reading it. So I just want to just commend you because you did a great job with it, and I want to encourage everyone, if they have not bought your book, to get out there and purchase it today because, my gosh, $3? I mean, it's worth much more than that, but
I was so surprised when I saw it. I'm like, you go Amazon. I mean, seriously, I was surprised. It's all Amazon. I don't know what it is on other sites. I was just checking out, you know, I was away for the weekend. I went on, I checked out where it was ranking and, you know, the typical stuff you do when you have a book for sale. And I saw the price. I'm like, $3.03. They have never sold it that cheap before. So I was just like, great time for anybody who hasn't had a chance to read it. Spiritual primer is a great way to put it because a spiritual primer, there's an introductory to a lot of different, you know, an explanation of a lot of different things that you hear when you're getting into the metaphysical, you know, kind of spiritual, holistic, you know, thing, psychic thing. You know, I kind of tried to cover a bunch of different things, but my personality definitely shows in the pages. And you know what? Any book I write, it's always going to be like that because I can't seem to shut my personality off. Trust me, I've been asked to. Can't do it.
No, you shouldn't do that.
Daria, by the way, is the person who created the Right Stream Network. She has her show on the network on Tuesdays. What time is your show? Is it 1 or 12?
It's at 1 p.m., and there may be a chance that I'm going to have to move it to evening. So I don't know yet, but yes, for right now it is at 1 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesdays.
Okay, so I think I know what's up with you. All right. that makes no. See, reading between the lines. But Daria interviews a lot of different authors. Like for me, I interview a lot of people. You don't have to have written a book to be on my show. You just have to be an expert in one of the fields that we're, you know, that we're dealing with under the metaphysical spiritual umbrella. Daria interviews authors from all over. I mean, you know, all the genres, and has some fascinating interviews that have on her show. Plus, you do. I know you have a consulting thing you're doing now.
Yes.
You know, with writing. Why don't you? You know, I know. I remember you telling me about it. But why don't you explain this? You can tell all the listeners too, because you offer a really great service to people that I think, you know, people would be interested in knowing about, because if they don't need it, they may know somebody who's looking for it. So go.
Well, thanks so much, Lisa. Yeah, I do. For several years, I've been a ghostwriter, an editor, proofreader, blogger, you know, content writer, social media marketer, all of those things. And basically, in terms of authors, and I can work with anybody as far as social media marketing and helping them leverage social media to increase their business, and pretty much, you know, whatever business they're in. But particularly with authors, I can, you know, I ghostwrite. In fact, as you know, I'm getting ready to release a book for a client, and it was her story, but not everybody likes to write or necessarily, you know, wants to write, or it's just not their forte. So, you know, what I can do is consult with people who have a good story to tell, and they just want somebody to be able to express it eloquently for them and in their voice. I mean, that's very important. So I really take the time to get to know the client, and I don't always... You know, sometimes I don't take on every client because I really think it's such a personal thing that you really have to, there has to be some kind of connection there to start with.
Right.
Because you pour so much time into taking someone else's concept and turning it into a book, and it requires a lot of consulting. So that's just one thing that I think is, that's just too critical. And I've turned down projects that I just didn't believe in or just didn't feel that I was the right fit for. But so I can write books for people and I help them. In this case, with this one that's coming out early November, you know, we're going the independent publishing route, and I'm helping her set up her blog, and I'm going to be doing all of her social media. I'm sending out the press releases. So, you know, I do PR work like that. And I work closely with every individual because every project is different. But I really do. I love, to borrow a WriteStream tagline, I love the flow of creativity, and I really enjoy helping people express themselves. It's a lot of fun. So I've got this book coming out, and then hopefully there's one that I've been working on for like the better part of a year, and because of the client we kind of had to put it on hold, but we're going to be ramping it up again soon, and that should be coming out hopefully by the spring of next year. So I do all kinds of things, but if people want to find out more about me, they can go to my blog. It's DariaDiGiovanni.com.
And unlike me, she actually does update her blog regularly. So I'm just starting with the blogging thing, Daria. I'm just starting. And so far, I've got one posted. And I'm like, all right, my goal is to post every day. Well, that was like a week ago. I posted the first one. And I'm like, I go to start all the time, and I keep getting interrupted, you know. And I'm like, crap.
Yeah. And it's tough. It's tough. And that's like one reason why, you know, some of my clients, you know, this one client I'm working with, Lori, you know, her book is great, her story is great. She's like, I don't want anything to do with technology. You do all that. Tell me what I need to do.
Yeah.
And you can. And so, you know, and it's true. I mean, a blog, it's definitely a commitment. And if you really want it to succeed and to really engage and build a following, you have to blog every day. And it's tough. Believe me, there are days when I'm just like, ugh. What am I going to write about? I really don't feel like doing this right now.
Sometimes I'm like clueless. I'll sit there and I'll open the page and I'm like ready to go. And I'm like, blank mind, blank. I can't think of anything. But you know what? Ghostwriting, it makes a lot of sense. And I do have Debbie holding now, Debbie Hamilton on hold. So I'm going to get her in just a minute. But I just want to say that, you know, there are people with great stories out there. They have excellent stories. They have life stories, you know, or they have a fictional story in mind, but they don't really know how to write, and they don't know what to do to get a book published. They don't, you know, they don't know some of the some of the stuff that you need to do. Some people don't want to write. They don't, you know, they just don't have that in them, but they have a great story to tell. This is where a ghostwriter like Daria comes into play, because, you know, if you've got the story, if you have something you want to do, you need somebody who is an experienced author. You know, that's what you do. You find somebody to write it for you, but it's not a for you. It's not like, you know, it's a with you. You know, you just have somebody doing what you aren't good at, you know, the part you're not good at, but it's still your story. They're just writing it to keep the reader interested and all of that. So I think that's, you know, that's important for people, because there are a lot of people, I mean, there's publishers out there all over the place, you know, and people that are publishing book writers, everybody's got a book to write about and a book to sell nowadays. And, you know, but a lot of people have a great story. I talk to people all the time. I'm like, oh my God, you should write a book. And they're like, I wouldn't even know where to start. It's just not my thing, you know? So, you know, you can definitely make it your thing by, you know, getting someone like Daria to help you with it.
Yeah, and you're right, Lisa, it's definitely a collaboration, and I really enjoy doing it. So, yeah, contact me, anybody who has a story to tell and they're looking for a ghostwriter, and let's talk. But I'm so excited that your guest called in, too. I think I'm going to hang in, I'll listen through the phone, and hopefully maybe I can get a quick reading, you know, reading at some point.
I'll come back to you. I'll keep you on the line, and I'll come back to you. I want to introduce her first. And I'm gonna take a quick commercial break, and then I'm gonna read Debbie's bio and get her on the air, and you guys can start getting some readings from somebody other than me. How's that? All right, hold on, everybody, hang in there with me, and we will be right back.
Hi, this is Lisa Tarvis. I'm a metaphysician, board-certified holistic health practitioner, energy healer, intuitive, and the author of the book, Just Believe. I'm also a host on the RightStream Network. My radio show is called Just Believe and airs every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Please stop by my website at www.lisatarvis.com. That's LISATARVES. For details on all the services I offer, information on my book and my radio show. There are many amazing guests and fascinating topics scheduled for the show in the upcoming months. I look forward to connecting with you soon.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying. Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
Message. A walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need 2 steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
In a moment, cancer changed our lives forever.
We were told nothing could be done to enjoy these final moments together.
But in that moment, when all seemed lost,
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital gave us hope.
Because at this moment, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is saving lives with pioneering research and care. We're changing the way the world treats childhood cancer by sharing our discoveries with doctors and scientists everywhere.
And we'll never have to pay St. Jude for anything ever.
At this moment, she wants to be in her own bed.
I want to be back at school with my friends.
I want to be outside playing.
Please take a moment and join St. Jude in finding cures and saving children. Visit stjude.org.
And we are back. You are listening to Just Believe Radio. I am Lisa Tarvis, your host. That is me getting an email. Sorry. Anyway, I want to introduce my guest for today, who is Debbie Hamilton, and I'm going to read her bio. She's a very gifted psychic, and this is pretty much her bio is pretty much her story. So Debbie's childhood was as normal as it gets, or so she thought. She knew things that other people didn't. Try as she might to cover it up, it somehow always showed up. Many people told her that she had the ability to connect with those on the other side and knowledge of subjects that she shouldn't possibly have known. Like so many others before her, she spent her lifetime covering up her gifts. Approximately 5 years ago, the big cover-up was over. Spirit was becoming more and more insistent on pulling off the covers. It was then that she began schooling, learning what was her thought and what was spirit. Typical psychic thing, you're not really sure what's your thoughts and what's coming from spirit until you learn how to decipher. So, and then she had to learn how to give the information, how to ease a client and how to trust what she was receiving and make her client trust her. It was during this period she learned that many of her blocks were due to past life issues that ended poorly, and it was time she came to grips with them. She needed to acknowledge that she needed to acknowledge that we are in a time where her abilities are much more accepted and she can let them shine without fear. Here she is allowing herself to go forward and be who she really is, connecting people with loved ones who have crossed over while being rewarded by healing her clients with the love and peace that comes through. So it was much better when I started reading with my glasses on. I think I'm getting old. I actually know I'm getting old. Anyway, I would like to introduce Debbie Hamilton to the show. Debbie, are you there?
I am here, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Great. I'm good.
Good. Glad to hear it. I wanted to start. We have a couple people already holding on the line for readings, and I want to encourage everyone listening, if you'd like to have a reading, and Debbie may have an offer for us as well at the end of the show. We'll see. I think she mentioned having an offer for the listeners, but if you want a reading now, understand it has to be brief, just one question, because we have lots of people and a limited amount of time. But you can call 347-945-7246. That's 347-945-7246, and press 1, and you'll be in the queue. Also, I am now just now, because that's how I roll them, slow and bad at button pushing. I am just now opening the chat room. Yeah, I know everybody who's usually in my chat room. I know I'm really behind today. Anyway, I just got back from Avalon. I was away all weekend, and it was pretty much like a hurricane there. So it was pretty bizarre. A little nor'easter came through. Anyway, I want to, again, welcome Debbie to the show. And I want to just get, you know, before we start with the readings, just ask some basic questions, because I think, you know, one of the things that people aren't confused, I mean, first of all, are you a psychic or are you a medium? Are you both? And what's the difference?
Okay, I'm actually both. And there is a difference between a psychic and a medium. Technically, everybody is a psychic. It just depends upon how much you want to acknowledge it and understand your intuitive abilities. Some of us tend to connect more to the spiritual side, therefore making us a little bit more psychic or intuitive. A medium is a gift, as it's put. a medium has the ability to connect with those who have crossed over. So because that's a gift, it's given to certain people, you have your psychic ability to go along with it because it's they kind of play in conjunction with one another, so to speak. So, yes, I am both. And that's basically where the saying, I don't know if you've ever heard it, but all psychics, all mediums are psychics, but not all but all psychics are not mediums.
Right.
So I can say that, yes, I am both. I can read people and tell them what is kind of going on in their lives as well as bring through those that have crossed.
And that's so that's a beautiful, beautiful gift to have both. I have I never, ever will advertise myself as having medium ability because I don't – see, for me, I can't control it. If somebody comes into me, I may pick up on deceased people around them. I'll always pick up on angels and stuff like that, but, you know, spirit guides, things like that. But I don't want somebody coming to me and saying, okay, I need you to connect with my deceased mother because I don't know that I can make that happen. Do you have the control like that? Can you control it? And another part to that is like Long Island Medium. Okay, we all know it's a TV show, but do you walk around like seeing these spirits in the grocery store and giving readings and stuff? I mean, how do you turn it? How do you control it?
Okay, I don't tend to walk around and pick up. I can pick up energies and things like that. I basically have an agreement with my guides because to just walk around and pick up spirit would be absolutely overwhelming for me. It did happen to me the other day unexpectedly, and I bore that energy for pretty much all day until I was able to get to somebody to give some to put some Reiki on me to get it out.
Oh, really?
So I have an agreement because my day has to function somewhat
yeah,
normally.
Exactly.
That spirit doesn't come to me until I open it up and allow them to come to me. But as far as when I am ready to do it, if somebody sits in front of me and says, I want to speak with my mother, the first thing I'll always tell them is to invite the person they want because they tend to come over more freely when they're invited. Yeah. And I also let them know that your mother might be wanting to come forward, but if Uncle Henry has something that he feels is more important to say, he will come instead of your mother. And or maybe your mother may not be quite ready yet to come through. So she may be standing back. I know my father wasn't very much into all the metaphysics and so forth when he was here on Earth. So he will sometimes come through, but doesn't tend to come through with a whole lot of information. He came through, and, you know, my connection with him, he's let me know that I came through, and I told you I'm with you, and I told you I was happy, and I was, you know, at peace and very proud of you. And he doesn't feel as though he needs to keep repeating that to me. So, and because I have a daily connection with him, he doesn't tend to come through. So it all depends. It becomes a very mixed bag when you start dealing with the other side because they
right.
definitely have their plans. They're kind of doing their work from that side for us, and sometimes if we want to talk to them, it doesn't fit into their plan of attack for this moment. So
right.
my answer is nine times, yeah, usually we can pull through who the person wants, but there are times that somebody else is going to show up or they are just going to be MIA.
Right, right. Well, let's go to, if you're ready, let's get to a caller. I had a caller I talked to earlier today that just had one more question that she wanted to ask you. I can't remember your, I'm sorry, 618 area code. I can't remember your first name. Sorry. Are you there?
618 area code. Okay. Well, she probably... Oh, wait. Are you there?
Hi. Yes. Hi. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I couldn't remember your first name. What's your first name?
It's Venera.
Venera. Okay. I have Debbie on the line now, and we have to keep it short because we have a huge, you know, line of people calling. So, but I think you said you had a question you wanted to ask her.
Yes, I did. It was a quick question. Thank you, Lisa. So, hi. I am thinking about moving. I'm thinking about applying for. I actually have applied to a couple of other jobs. And I was wondering if you see any of these happening this year. One is in California, one is in New York, one is in Canada, and Boston. So there's these different universities that I've applied for.
Okay. Different universities, did you say, or is this a different job?
No, there are different universities. I teach at a university, and I'm trying to make a move the process is long, so it doesn't happen right away. But
okay, all righty, so let me click in and see what I get. Okay, what I did was I just pulled a card for you from one of my decks, and the card that came up is the Azure card. It says, your desired outcomes will occur in the very near future. Have patience and faith, and don't try to force it to happen. I'm just going to connect in for a quick second.
Sure.
I'm basically getting right now that you have all of these different options, and because you're not that familiar with some of the areas and some of the colleges or universities that you're looking at, that they're wanting you not to set your sights on any one specific university or area. Because they're telling right now that you don't know enough about all of these areas and universities to actually put your heart desire on one of them, because there's a very high probability that you'll put your heart desire on one of them, and that will not be the one that's going to come. And then you will end up being a bit disappointed, only to find out that they have your best interest in mind. You will end up where you need to end up and where you are supposed to end up for your best good. So they just want you to be patient, be open to what's going to happen, and don't set your sights on anything at this moment, because they're basically telling me they have it under control for you. So just trust in them and follow along with the path, and something will break here very soon. And
I do have a job right now. Right. I don't think that this is where I am. It's a good place. Is this where I am a good place? Because I do have a job right now. It's just I feel not so much supported. And sometimes I don't know everything.
I'm getting that this is an okay place for you to be, but it's not ultimately where you are going to be. There is going to be a shift coming. And the shift that will be coming will move you on somewhere else, to one of these other places. But for right now, where you're at is the best place for you to be.
Okay. All right, Daria. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. Thanks, Lisa.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello? Is there another caller on the line? Okay.
I was Hello? Muted through that thing, wasn't I? Hello?
Oh, hi. Okay, I'm like...
I muted myself. You know what I did? I muted myself. Okay. I muted myself so I could look at my papers. I do. You know how many times I've done that? I sit there, I'm talking. I'm like, why is nobody talking back?
Yeah.
Because I am talking basically to myself. Anyway, exactly. I just want everybody to know, when you call in, if you don't press 1, I won't see that you have a question. So, you know, if you're listening, you can call 347-945-7246 and just listen to the show if you're on the go or whatever, and that's fantastic. If you have a question, though, you need to press 1, and that way I see that you have a question. And I want to get to Darian next. But before we do that, and to give you just a minute to clear your head a little bit, I wanted to ask you about, you know, have you ever had a spirit that was communicating with you or attached to you for some reason who hadn't really crossed over yet? Like, I guess we would call that maybe a ghost or, you know, someone that just hadn't crossed over. Have you come across that in your work?
Yes, I have. It happened to me actually not quite that long ago, a couple of months ago. I was at a fair doing readings, and what had happened was I was reading somebody and found myself becoming almost to the point of having a panic attack. And I couldn't quite figure out why, because the reading with the gentleman was going perfectly fine and there was no reason for it. I finished up with him. He left, and I was still in the mode of almost a panic attack. So I got up, walked outside, and was talking to one of the girls out front and kind of mentioned what had happened. And she made the comment, oh, well, there's a lot of energy here. And it's like, hello, why didn't I even think of that? So I had calmed down at that point, went back and sat at my table, and was just waiting for the next client to come in. And all of a sudden, the panic attack started to happen again. And what I realized shortly after that, it was at the table next to me, there was a girl reading another gentleman. And what was happening was she was feeling the mother coming through, but felt that the mother was coming from a dark place and wouldn't read her. So naturally, the mother camped on to me. So every time he would ask the girl a question, the reader a question, I would become so anxious because she was so frightened he was going to leave the room before she was able to say what she needed to say. So when you start feeling, or for me, when I start feeling this kind of anxiety and it just won't go away, that's my sign that the person hasn't crossed, because I'm feeling very earthbound emotions or sensations that won't go away. Normally when they've crossed over, they come through with love and peace. So it's a very different feeling. This was very, very uncomfortable. Once I spoke with him and I kind of did the Long Island medium, grab him by the arm as he was leaving, which is something I don't normally do, but didn't really have much of a choice. And after she was able to say her what needed to be said, I could then tell her energy moved and she crossed herself over. She was only staying on this side because she didn't realize that she could cross and still communicate back. She felt once she went, she wouldn't be able to. So when she said her piece, she went on in peace. Yes, it has happened to me, and I didn't really need to help her cross. The only way I needed to help her cross was just by letting her speak, but I didn't actually have to help assist her to the light. So, it does happen, and it's normally just because they have not, they're just feeling as though if they go to the light, they won't be able to communicate back. And once they understand that, no, you can communicate back all you want, in fact, easier and better, then they're usually willing to go. And plus, if you tell them, you know, there's family on the other side and pets and loved ones and everything, and it's a beautiful place, and don't be frightened, you know, and you kind of even say, you know, I'll walk with you, then they'll tend to go a little bit easier for you.
Yeah, yeah. So, that's pretty cool, though. I mean, that's, you know, that's got to feel really good to be able to help somebody feel at peace enough that they know that they can cross into the, you know, go into the light and cross over, and that, you know, everything's going to be okay. And it has to give you, I've never had the opportunity to do that. Once in a while, I felt, you know, I've been in a building and I felt like someone was there, but I couldn't really connect with them. And I would just tell them, if you're stuck here, you know, look for a light, cross over there. It's beautiful there. You know, you'll everyone you loved on earth will be there. You know what I mean? And say something like that, but I can't really tell what's going on or if they're really stuck. So that's a nice gift to have. Let me get to Gary.
What you're doing is exactly right.
Okay,
that's
good.
Exactly how you cross them.
It felt right to, you know, when I was doing it, and I've done it a few times, but I've never really known because, you know, like I said, I couldn't make that connection with them. I wasn't really getting anything, and a lot of times it's because I'm feeling it, and, you know, like I stayed in New Orleans at the Monteleone, and it is a fairly haunted place, and, like, I made my husband change rooms, like, 3 times. He was about to strangle me because it was in the beginning of Mardi Gras. It's not like they have a lot of rooms available. And I'm just like, and I kept saying it, but I'm like, I don't know if it's working or not. I just want to get a different room, you know? And he's a patient.
I love that.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to bring Daria on. Daria was on a little earlier. You may have heard her when we were on hold. But Daria is a creator of the Right Stream Network, which is the network that we are doing the show on. So I want to bring her on. She has a question for you. She loves getting readings done. So,
okay.
Daria, are you there still?
I am here still. Hi, Debbie. Yeah. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Yeah, I'm enjoying the conversation. That was very interesting, what you both just talked about. Very interesting. I'm not really sure how to phrase this. I'll just try to make it as succinct as I can. But I've been doing a lot of inner work on myself and professionally and personally, and I just kind of want to know if I'm on the right track and if some of these obstacles that are finally going to go away in this relationship I'm in that have nothing to do with the way the guy and I feel about each other. It just seems like it's one thing after another. So I just wondered if you had any insights.
Okay, my first question is going to be, are you very anxious regarding this? Are you holding on to a lot of anxiety?
I'm trying not to be because I'm very secure, and you know, we've had some conversations, and I know how he feels about me. I've just been a little, I guess is the short answer to that. I probably need to let that go. But
okay, because the minute he came on the line, I could feel like this whole tightness, so to speak, in my chest, or anxious, where my heart started to beat, quite a bit of nervousness. And as I'm saying it, it's releasing. So I'm going to say that you probably do need to do a little work around that. And it's funny because I just flipped a card for you, and it's Archangel Raphael, which is the healer card. And he says that I'm helping you heal physical challenges in yourself and others. You are a healer like me.
Oh, wow.
So let's see what I can tap in and get. Okay, so basically you are on the right track as to what you are doing with your inner work. But they are telling me that there's a lot of pinned down stress in your life.
Yeah, it has more to do with the professional stuff. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. yeah, you need to acknowledge that and work on that. They're saying that's very important for you to work on. I'm getting that this hidden stress that you're dealing with that you're not acknowledging is actually manifesting itself out in, and it's not that it's creating anything bad, but if you can get this under control, to get rid of it, you are going to find that then all of the things that you're questioning and all of the other obstacles, as you put it, will start to clear themselves. It'll just give you more energy and more positive energy to work on some of these obstacles. As far as your relationship is concerned, do you find that the relationship is pulling you away from what you want to accomplish in life, or is it pulling you closer to what you want in life?
Oh, definitely pulling me closer.
Okay. So they're saying that if that's what's happening, then don't be too quick to discard that relationship.
Oh, I would never I'm not even close to wanting to do that at all.
Okay.
It's a great relationship.
Yeah, and that's what I'm getting. I'm getting that the relationship is a strong relationship, a very good relationship. What I'm hearing is scratch my back, scratch your back type thing. That he is your strength, you are his strength. I'm getting that you both work very well together. And I'm also hearing the word beauty, that there's going to be even more beauty ahead in this relationship than you're even thinking right now at this point. This relationship has not blossomed to its full point by any means whatsoever. There's still a lot to come.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So,
and they just told me, make sure you get that stress factor under control.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely working on that. So,
yeah.
Okay.
I'll do a chakra balance for you this afternoon, Daria.
Oh, thanks, Lisa. That'd be awesome.
I'll do a chakra balance and try to clear out your energy centers, and maybe that'll help you de-stress a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be awesome. Great. Thank you. And thank you, Debbie. I really appreciate the reading.
You're welcome, and happy day.
All right. I'll keep listening. This
All
is a
right.
great
okay.
show. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We actually had somebody that was holding for like 20 minutes, and they just now hung up, and you were just about to get on the air. So if you're still listening, call back. Call back. Anyway, you were next in the queue. Anyway, getting back to some more of the questions that I wanted to ask you, because I think, you know what, we have so many psychics on all the time. Like, I have psychics on the show all the time because it seems to be what my audience really enjoys having done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they like having the readings, obviously. But a lot of times we are, and I tried to, when I opened the show, talk a little bit about this, but, you know, about some of the different things that we do, the abilities and how they can be so very different. And, you know, like for me, I have never, ever, lucky for me, experienced a negative spiritual thing. Like, I've never had anything. I mean, I don't want to say I've never had anything bad, you know, because I've had, like, thoughts that have come into my head that I'm like, whoa, this isn't my thought, and it's not a nice thought. And I would just throw light around myself immediately and be like, if this is evil, if this is something bad, stay away. I am a child of God. I am not, there's no swaying me. There's, you know what I mean? And I just, like, put this coat of armor kind of on, you know? And but I've never had a truly negative psychic or spiritual experience. Have you had anything negative happen?
You know, I too have not really had anything where I've seen anything horrible or anything like that. I have walked into rooms and stuff, don't like this energy, and be banged out as fast as I could. But for the most part, you know, I basically attract, you know, those from the light. And if they're not from the light, then I just, you know, I kind of have this where, you know, this agreement where don't come near me. And and I think, too, and you could probably agree with this, is when you live in this mode, so to speak, it's very easy to kind of see the negative energy as it approaches. So it doesn't tend to get too terribly close before I am aware that it's coming.
Right.
So I can kind of duck out of it as quick as possible. But lucky for me, and I think part of it, too, is because when you're dealing with those that have crossed over, they come only with light and love.
Right.
They don't know how to come with anything else. So
right.
We just attract that coming. And but I think we've become so, I don't even know what the word is, but we watch all of these shows on television that
right.
know, where these horrible things are going on. And, you know, where the psychic or the medium or, you know, the ghosts and all of this. And I just don't lend myself to that end of the arena. I stay away from it, and I just try to stay in light and love. I refuse to go see a lot of these movies. Everybody always asks me, are you going to go see this? And it's like, no, I don't want to. Half the time, just the commercials scares the bejeebies out of me.
Right.
Can't go see the movie.
Have you ever had a spirit that did scare you? Have you ever had it either just at a time when you weren't expecting it and it just frightened you, or has it ever come to you like in a scary form? You know, like when I used to be addicted to every time I have to pull something out of my head, it gets stuck. Anyway, I used to be addicted to the Ghost Whisperer, and sometimes on the Ghost Whisperer, she would have a spirit appear to her, very scary looking. Now, I've never been able to see spirits. I've only been able to feel them. So I've never had an experience like that either. I mean, I was able to see angels as a kid, but now I pretty much just sense things. I feel their energy, and I can hear their like we can communicate telepathically kind of. I don't really have the see thing. You know, I don't have the clairvoyant part of it. So I'm wondering, like, does it ever come through in a scary form?
For me, it does not. And I, too, like you, don't tend to see. I tend to hear because I'm an empath. I tend to feel. And I will see split images, but it's not usually of the spirit, but it's of what the spirit is trying to communicate. If there, you know, a perfect example would be I was doing a reading for a girl, and it was her son coming through. He had died as a baby, and he was coming through, and he kept showing me birthday cakes and balloons. And when I would ask him, I would just hear giggling. And finally, I was trying to get, you know, ask her when's his birthday, things like that, to find out why is he showing me cakes and balloons. And finally, at one point, I just said, you know, I'm really having a hard time. I said, because he's showing me birthday cakes and balloons, but he won't tell me why. And she just sat there and because today's my birthday.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, so this was his way of, you know, having a birthday party with his mother. So I could see the cakes and the balloons, but I don't tend to see, he came to me, he passed away at a little bit over a year. He came to me at what his age would be today, which was about 7 or 8, and he was in perfect, beautiful form. So they don't tend to, you know, when I do see them, they usually come in at what they would be at this point or what they perceive them at their very best time. So if they looked really hot, so to speak, at 30, they'll come through at 30 because they don't want, you know, I guess, you know, even in the afterlife, we still have an ego. So they tend to come through always very beautiful to me.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna show when I show up after I pass away and when I come visit, which I plan on visiting lots of people when I die. When I show myself, I am definitely gonna show myself around 30. That was a great look, you know, because it was over the 80s and 90s huge hair thing, you know, and you know it was just a good time. Good time, perfect weight. You know, I mean, it was good.
Yeah,
times were good. Certainly not showing myself the way I look now. No. Anyway, I'm definitely on the vain side. I have. There's no doubt that that doesn't go away. Because there's no way that could ever be. That's so part of being me that there's no way that could go away. Not
right.
Still be me.
Do carry it over.
Yeah, I'm gonna look really good. Everybody's gonna be sorry that they didn't, you know, I don't know, tell me how awesome I was when I was alive more. I don't know, maybe. Okay. Anyway, so have you ever asked? This is a crazy question, but have you ever asked? I'm sure you asked for your family, you know, if they. By the way, before I ask this question, anyone else who would like to have a quick reading done with Debbie, please call in at 347-945-7246. 347-945-7246 and press 1, and I will get you in the queue. Wait a minute. I may have somebody in the queue. Oh, I wonder if this is who hung up. Okay, let me try. Let me just try this. I'll get back to my questions, but let me try this. 619 area code?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I'd like to get a reading.
Okay, great. What's your first name?
It's a Steve.
Steve, okay. Steve, Debbie, Debbie, Steve.
Hey, I sing. Hello. I'm a singer, and sometimes I work with this pianist named Jeremy. I'm just wondering, is he trying to sabotage me with the way he plays, with the way he accompanies me, or is he just concerned with what he wants to do? Because I feel like we're not in sync.
Okay. All right, your name's Steve? 619, I know where that's at. You're down the street.
Yes.
You are down the street from me. So. Okay, let's see. Okay. So is he trying to sabotage him? You know, the first thing I'm getting, to be honest with you, is that he's not necessarily trying to sabotage you. I'm trying to figure out a way to put this in a nice way. What I'm getting is that you're just at different levels in your talent. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
okay, that I think you tend to be maybe a little bit more talented than he is. So as a result, he's not trying to sabotage you. He just can't keep up.
You're saying you can't keep... Say it again? I didn't hear it.
Okay. I think that your talent is a little bit stronger than his.
Okay.
Okay. All right. In other words, you're better. Okay. and he's trying to keep up, but he cannot keep up. So when it seems like he's not doing the best job he could do, it's not because he's doing it to get back at you or to sabotage you or to make you look bad. He just cannot do it. He just can't. His talent hasn't come up strong enough. What I'm getting is that you're both kind of, you're at different levels. And you either have to get him up to your level or bring yourself down to his level so that you're on, a balanced page. Right now you're not on a balanced page.
Let me just ask, I'm just going to interrupt for one second because I get something, I'm picking something up here. Is there a business side of this that he's messing up, like a business, not the artistic thing as much as a business piece?
No, nothing at all business related.
It's not, so it has nothing to do with shows or showing up or like anything like that?
No, not at all.
Okay, good.
Is it more like you're on one tempo and he's on another?
I feel like he's very good, he's very advanced, but he's not listening to the singers. He's doing what he wants to do, and it's like we have to adapt ourselves to what he's doing when it should be the other way around.
Right.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah. How many, and it's more than just you and him, right? There's other people involved in this.
Yeah, I talked to other singers, and another singer, she said the same thing, too.
Okay. I'm just getting that you're on different levels or have different desires. And I don't get that he's sabotaging you. He's trying to make himself look better.
Okay, that explains it. I got it.
Does
that
explain?
That makes sense. It sure does.
It's not a personal hit on you. He's not going in and getting up there and saying, okay, I'm going to hit these five notes bad to make him look bad. He just trying to overshine you.
Is there anything I can do energetically beforehand to make balance things out, do you think?
Well, have you had a face-to-face conversation with them?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I'm getting that is the first step. And since there's two of you that are not liking the way he is playing, is the relationship set up where, like, you're the head of the group and he's the player, or is it, like, equal field as far as the positioning of the business or of the group?
These are, like, impromptu sessions done for fun, so it's nothing on a consistent weekly basis.
Okay, all right. So this is just being done for fun. Okay, so what I am getting is that you and the other singer need to sit him down and say, you know what, we're not we're not doing the best we can do, and it's because we are not playing on the same page. So we are not going to move this group anywhere anytime soon if we can't all get on the same page. So I'm getting that there's got to be a little bit of give and take here. So maybe he has to slow down and you have to speed up a beat. To come to that happy medium. And then if it still doesn't work, then it's going to be a matter of you deciding what... I'm getting that you're a friend of his. Is this correct?
No, I know of him, but we're not friends.
You're not friends. Okay. Because I'm getting that this could ultimately have come down to you replacing him. Okay. So there's a very high possibility that you will end up replacing him.
I was thinking of that.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm being told that you need to put it on the table, and I'm getting told that you need to put it on the table for yourself, just so that you can say you did it. Okay? And that you gave it every shot you could give it. But I'm getting a very strong sense, and from the very beginning, the first thing that came to me was cut the cord, so to speak. I think that you will ultimately end up replacing him.
Okay.
But you need to take a few steps before you do that replacement to make yourself feel good about it.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks.
Great show.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Can you take another caller, or are you just... you need a breather.
No, I think I can. Yeah.
You're on a roll now, right?
I'm on a roll, man.
That's how I get. I'm like, once I get on a roll, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm all good there. All right, let me bring on, I believe this is Ellen. Ellen?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello. We can hear you. How are you?
Terrific, and thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Do you have a question for Debbie?
Could I just have a general message from Spirit?
Just a general message. Sure, we can do that.
I like that. Let them decide.
Yes.
The first thing that's coming to me is that whatever concerns you have regarding friends or family, I don't know if there are any, but I'm being told that everything is going to work for the best, for you not to worry about things.
I didn't catch the first part, something about family, but I didn't hear what it was.
They're just telling me that any concerns you have about family or friends, if there's any issues going on, that everything will work out.
Okay, that's good.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, so any issues that right now are kind of concerning you, let go of them. I'm getting that the things are right now in the process of correcting, and just allow Spirit to do what Spirit needs to do to make everything right. I'm also getting told that you don't need to worry about everything, that you're pretty well protected. Are you at a point in your life where you're contemplating like a second career or a new hobby or a new adding something to your life?
Let's go through a couple of things. First of all, second career. I'm on the second career, and I'm thinking of like getting more firmly entrenched in this second career. It's kind of a long story, but I had a career, and it was, I did it for many years, and it made me very sad, very depressed. And so I'm now in this transitional position, and I think I'm going to be able to make that leap into what I actually want to do shortly. So you're right on that.
Okay, because I just flipped a card for you. The card came up. It's Maya. And it says, schooling, study, and education help your life's purpose and personal growth at this time. The angels will guide you and help you with this process. And what I'm getting very strongly is that whatever this new or somewhat new path that you're on is going to actually develop into something that is going to become very big for you. It's going to make you realize why you're here.
Oh, wonderful.
So go ahead, entrench yourself into it. Learn as much as you can about it. Get as excited as you can about it, because that's basically, you are basically on the right path at this point in time in your life.
I couldn't have asked for a better message.
Wonderful. Yeah, I quite honestly, as I'm saying this, I am getting goosebumps, and I don't normally get chills and goosebumps, and I am right now. My whole body is tingling. So whatever your path is ahead of you, it's wonderful.
Oh, what a wonderful way to, you know, to start the day or to have happen. Thank you so much for the message.
You're welcome so much. And
thank
luck.
You for calling bye-bye. In. Thanks for calling in, Ellen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
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 Sometimes I love when people ask that general message, because it's just like,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? It's just sometimes, you know, so much of the time we're asking specific questions, and I've had readings, because I can't read for myself. Which is a problem that many of us have. So when I get a reading, though, a lot of times... What?
I said we sway it.
Yeah, exactly.
We make it be what we want it to be. Yeah.
Exactly. I learned that from my pendulum. I can make that pendulum do whatever I want it to do. I can make it bounce up and down. I can make it say yes when it means... I can completely alter what's going on with it. And so for me, like, I'll have a reading every once in a while. Somebody will be like, why are you focusing on this? This doesn't even matter. You should be focused on this area. So when you ask for that general reading, you know what I mean, a general message, just what does Spirit want you to know? That is sometimes the most powerful reading you will get. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
the most powerful reading you'll get, because you know, it's just so what the universe needs you to know, what your angels need
mm-hmm.
you to know, what your spirit guide needs you to know.
Right.
Stuff that, you know, we may be putting our focus and our energy into this area, and guess what? That area is just a passing
mm-hmm.
ship in the night, and there's something way bigger coming, you know, that we need to prepare for. So I like when people ask that, and that always makes me happy. So thank you, Ellen, for asking for a general message from Spirit, because it doesn't get better than that. We have a few
more
minutes.
It's funny, when I first started, I used to hate when people would say general, because it was like,
me too.
Now I find, you know, now I
know.
Find, you know what?
I used to say, can I have a general reading? I'm like, you know, because then you're like, you know.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's a little intimidating.
But I guess that's I think it's just standard
for us. Now, once you know what you're doing, once you really, you know, for me, learning how to give a reading is a whole different thing than being psychic. I mean, being an intuitive is one thing. Learning how to give a reading is a whole other ballgame, you know. And I found that, you know, I really had to trust myself. All this stuff that I'd been getting my whole life, and I just acted on and just dealt with, and I would tell my friends and, you know, stuff like that. That was how I lived my life. But then when I started being paid to give someone a reading, it was
mm-hmm.
a whole other ball game. You know, there's a lot of responsibility. And when I started trusting myself, and I'm like, I'm going to say the most bizarre thing you have ever heard, but I'm just going to say it, you know, and blurted it out. They're like, oh my God.
Yes. That makes so much sense. Yeah, so that's pretty cool. All right. We are down. We don't have any more callers holding right this minute. And the chat room is quiet. Wait. Yes, the chat room's pretty quiet. It's we got, you know, comments and things. Everybody's, you know, happy to have had you on. So, but we don't have any questions there. And but I want to give you an opportunity because your website is awesome. I visited it several times, and I definitely encourage all my listeners today to visit Debbie at dhhealinglight.com. DH for Debbie Hamilton. See, I figured that I cracked your code. How do you like that? www.dhhealinglight.com and visit our website. It's what I just tried to do with mine, is kind of simplify it. It's very neat. Mine was such a mess. It was just stuff everywhere. So I really, you know, yours is very simplified, and but there's a lot of great information there. All the ways, you know, all the services Debbie offers. Everything that you need to know about how to contact her on things are at our website. I just want to give you a few minutes to promote anything you want to promote and to tell everybody how to get a hold of you if there's another way besides dhhealinglight.com. Anything you've got going on that you want people to know about?
Yeah, actually. First off, the website, we are reworking it a bit. It's still going to have the same look, but might be a little bit easier to kind of go into. We're adding a sidebar that will have offers being placed there and so forth, and just a little bit more information. So I think it's going to become a little bit of a easier to navigate it, so to speak.
Right, right.
So we're in the process of doing that. I'm also going to be adding a blog, and hopefully when I first came on at one point during a conversation, you were talking about blogging, and I'm hoping to blog like every couple of weeks. So that's going to be my goal. And the blog will consist of just thoughts or things and sometimes a little bit of the what things mean or how to's or things like that. But one of the things right now, if they would like, what I am offering to any of the readers, I mean any of the listeners rather, is I'm going to give away 10 15-minute card reads. So if they want, go to my website, click on the Connect button, Connect with Debbie, and then if in the comments, just fill it all out, and in comments, just put Lisa's radio show in comments, or radio show, or Lisa, any of that, or free card read. And what I will do is once then that will generate an email over to me, and then I will respond, set up a 15-minute window with the person, and then we'll just, you know, start pulling some cards, see what messages we get, see if any past loved ones besides pop in on the card read and what. So that is what I'm offering at this point.
That's a beautiful offer. Is that going to be like the first 10 people who contact you after the show ends, or how are you going to do that?
Yes, the first 10 that contact me. So if I get 10 today, then we're golden. And if it, you know, but if it, you know, if it takes a week before the 10 come in, I'll just kind of keep going, and then, you know, and if it gets to 10 and you're number 12, more than likely I will shoot you back an email and say, you're number 12, but I'm going to put you into the 10 type thing.
If you're listening to the archives right now, if you're listening to this recorded already, if it's already past the time of the show and you're listening to the archives, don't think you can't contact
Debbie, still contact her because she may not have got to those 10 people yet. So, you know, definitely still give it a shot.
Yes, and if nothing else, definitely contact me and let me know that you're interested in talking to me, and I'll get in touch with you, and it may just be an initial consultation in which I might flip a card at that point and give you a little bit of information, and then a person can decide if they want to book a session with me at that point. So it doesn't really matter when. Hit that contact page and just put down there that they got my name from the show, I'll work something out with them. And you know, even if it's just a single card read on a follow up phone call.
Fantastic. That's a great offer. And everyone, definitely take advantage of that. I may be the first contact. Who knows? So you're, again, I wanted to say Debbie's website. Now I'm like, I've been flipping through it, so I'm not on the homepage. I'm sitting here. I sit here and I just like flip through stuff and I'm looking at your webpage. But anyway, you can get a hold of Debbie at dhhealinglight.com, dhhealinglight.com, and what's your email address? Is it? I don't see your email address on here. I'm sure you have a link to it.
Yes, and you'll get the link in the contact page. But it's basically the same thing, just Debbie in front of it. So Debbie at dhhealinglight.com.
Okay. That makes it nice and easy. That's what I do. Everything is Lisa Tarvis. LisaTarvis.com. LisaTarvis.com. Twitter at Lisa Tarvis. Just keep it nice and simple so people can find you. I really appreciate your being on. It was a fantastic show. So many people called in and got great information. And, you know, I really enjoyed talking to you. I really appreciate your taking the time to do so many readings. I know, believe me, I've done lots and lots of radio shows as a guest myself. So I know, you know, it takes a lot of preparation to get ready to do readings, especially when you're getting, you know, several at a time. So, I appreciate the energy that you put into it. And I'm sure all the callers did as well. So
I appreciate you giving me this this platform to be able to do
absolutely.
This.
And I hope you'll come back on sometime again. It was great. It was really fun talking with you, and I love when people are able to do live readings for the listeners. So I'm really happy you were able to do that. So
yes,
thank you
absolutely.
Again, Debbie. And I'll be in touch.
Thank
we'll be
you
in
so
touch
much.
Soon. All right.
Okay,
thanks.
Thanks to all your listeners.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, that's bye-bye. Debbie Hamilton. You can reach her on her email, or I'm sorry, on the website. I think a bird just hit my window. I'm not sure what's going on here. Anyway, her website, again, is www.dhhealinglight.com. Contact her. That offer she just did was amazing. She'll do a 10- or 15-minute reading for the first 10 people that contact her. And mention the show. You can put in my name. You can put in, you know, you can put in Lisa Tarvis. You can put in Lisa. You can put in Just Believe. You can put in radio show. Whatever you want. Just tell her that's how you're getting in touch with her. And that's pretty awesome. I really think that was a great offer. All right. I'm getting a sore throat worse than I already have. So I think we're going to wrap it up. But what I want to say is, everyone, every week, Just Believe Radio airs at 1 o'clock Eastern. We have amazing guests every week, like Debbie today. We're covering lots of different topics and, you know, under the spirituality, metaphysical, paranormal umbrella. If you are an expert in one of those fields, or if you know someone who is an expert in one of those fields, holistic health, you know, you name it. If it's under that spirituality, metaphysical thing, we're happy to have you on. So definitely contact me. My email is lisa@lisatarvis.com, lisa@lisatarvis.com. And you can also contact me through my website, which is www.lisatarvis.com. Make sure, follow me on Twitter, follow me on Facebook.
I've got lots of fantastic things to say. I just have to tell you. And for God's sakes, buy my book, people. Just Believe by Lisa Tarvis. Buy my book. I want to sell books. I want to sell lots of books. I'm about to write another book, and I want to sell lots of books before I write another book so that I can feel like I'm not, you know, just talking to myself. Buy my book. People are buying my book. I'm not complaining too much, but, you know, buy my book. Anyway, don't mean to get bossy. Anyway, you can find links on my website, www.lisatarvis.com, and my links to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. You can find links to where my book is on Amazon right now, $3.03. Crazy stuff. If you download it from Amazon right now, I don't know what they're thinking, but they're practically giving it away. So you can find links to the Amazon page. You can find links to Barnes & Noble and the publisher's page, which is balboapress.com. And until next week, everybody, have a fantastic week. Have a safe week. Enjoy this, well, if you're on the East Coast, well, you know, actually, no matter where you are, if you're in the U.S., enjoy the fall weather. You know, I'm not really good with that. It's probably fall in other places of the world, too, right? Anyway, just enjoy the weather. It's beautiful right now out where I am. So I hope it is where you are as well. Be safe. Have a great week. And don't forget to listen next week at 1 p.m. Eastern to Just Believe Radio. I will talk to you all then. Thanks for listening. Bye.